Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. Hope you've had a great week. Hope you're doing awesome. Wallace Waddle says in the Science of Getting Rich, thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. Don't get hung up on this idea of the formless substance or the internal and all these things. I know it can sound a little esoteric. It's the same thing. It's that space where creativity, you know, where does creativity come from? Where do prayers go? Where does inspiration come from? See what I'm saying? It's that place that we don't know, can't explain, don't understand why it works, right? I don't understand why the law of attraction works, but I know when you combine action with the law of attraction, it works. I don't know why, you know. I don't know why prayer works for some people, but it works, you know. People of different religions will confess that their prayers were answered. Can they both be right? I think so. How or why? I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. I ain't trying to be right. I'm just trying to live the most honest and prosperous life that I can. I want to live a rich life, filled with abundance and prosperity and time. Most of all, I want time. Time to hang out and spend with my friends and my family. Time is the thing that I'm so after. But I'm after free time. And what I mean by I'm financially free and I have time. I don't need the most money. I don't want $1 billion if it means I'm locked up somewhere and can't spend it, can't enjoy it, can't be doing the things that I want to do. That's not worth the exchange to me. I've given up some making more money at times to better control my time because ultimately what I'm after is financial independence so that I can live that rich life as defined by me. And I would hope that's what you're after too. Tangible riches. In other words, it's the thoughts that you have. You hear me say when I open, what you think about comes about and what you focus on grows. It's those things that you conceive as a thought in your mind and then you begin to focus on them and focus takes action. In the Bible, it says, faith without works is dead in the book of James. What does that mean? It means to go around confessing something but not back it up with action is just not real. It's dead. It's not real faith. Real faith incorporates action. Taking action. This is why I'm an advocate of, even if you don't make much money, I don't care if you made $10 a month, you gotta save at least a dollar. Now, will a dollar help you? No. You know, they say a penny saved is a penny earned. Bullshit, it's just a penny. We have to get to a place where we're saving chunks. But before you can get to that place, you gotta flex that muscle. Repetition is the mother of skill, right? And so it's through practice. You don't start out being a good guitar player. You sound like crap for a year or two, and then you start to become good. You don't start out being a good investor. Your first property is not going to be your best property. You might even lose a little money on that real estate deal. You know, mine, my first one actually turned out to be probably the best buys I've ever purchased, but that was just dumb luck. It was what was available, and I had the money, and I made the buy. But then I've bought some that, after I was a little more sophisticated, were end up being nightmare properties. They weren't the best. But faith without works is dead. If I have faith in this idea that I'm going to live financially free, I'm going to invest my way to financial independence. In order to do that, you have to work. You have to take action. You have to overcome fear. I talked about overcoming fear a few, many shows ago. It's probably check the title, but this idea that fear, overcoming fear in my business. I've been a professional network marketer for 17 years. For 17 years, I've made a six-figure income from network marketing. Let me let you know a little secret. I don't like network marketing. I don't recruit friends. I don't recruit family. The only people I recruit are strangers. I don't even tell my friends and family what I do. Am I embarrassed? No, not at all. It's provided well for me. But I don't want to open the floor up to ridicule. I don't want to not like my friends and not like my family because they ridicule a business they don't understand. So I just don't talk about it. I've written 5 books on using direct mail to recruit people in network marketing. I've recruited over 100,000 strangers into network marketing, never having actually met a single one of them, making millions of dollars in the last 17 years through direct sales. And I never recruited a single friend or a single family member while doing other jobs, while running other businesses. And so when I meet people and they say, well, I don't want to do that, why not? See, by using and harnessing the power of the mail, everyone else wants to send an email or point you to a website. Hey, that's cool, that's fine. If you want to be competing against tens of thousands of other people in the same business, my God, go online and type in, get rich quick or make money from home or home-based business. Put that into a search engine and see the competition. See, I don't have any competition because I mail a postcard. I mail a booklet. I mail a flyer. I run an ad in a magazine and prospects call me every single day. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people a day call me. Hey, send me free information. I don't know any of them. I don't know any of those people. I'm doing bubbles and bath with the kids. I'm on vacation. The tools that I have, the machines that I have, capture the name, capture the address. And then the system that I put together, we input them into a system. It prints off a report, tells me who I need to mail to. Simply stick the label on an envelope of a pre-put together package. I have the printer print up the packages. I fold them, put them together, and ship them out. I didn't talk to no friends. I didn't talk to no family. And then I began to develop this income stream that creates thousands of dollars a month in residual income. That's one way to make residual income. I have a book I wrote called The Money Flow, and on page 49, I talk about there's 3 forms of residual income that the average person, there's many, many, many more if you're wealthy or more sophisticated, but there's 3 that me, you, your grandma, and your son could tap into. Lucky. And those simply are rental real estate, produces monthly cash flow. Stocks, CDs, bonds, mutual funds, income funds produce monthly income. And then the third is MLM, network marketing. Put in a good 2 to 3 years with a well-defined plan, and you can easily create a secondary income stream. Now, these are the 3 that I would say that I guess I could say mastered. I mean, I do them for a living. I make my living off these 3 things. In anyone, real estate is a dumb man's game. What do you need to get involved in the real estate business? You need decent credit, okay? That just means you're a man of your word and pay your bills on time. Is that hard to do? No. Now, setting aside something happened to you, but let's just put aside all the excuses and you just paid your bills on time. Last episode, we talked about being a great man. Well, that would include paying your bills on time, okay? That's part of being great because that's honoring your word. Now, I get it. Things can happen, but let's put that aside. Let's just say you do what you're supposed to do and you pay your bills on time. You're gonna have a good credit score. Then all you gotta do is save up the down payment on the property. It ain't gotta be the best property. It ain't gonna be a great deal, just a property. That will cash flow. You buy it, put some paint, change some carpet, get it up and going, put an ad for free, I might add, on Zillow. And I usually rent houses the same day that I list them, or at least within the first week or so. Boom, property's listed. You're in business. You now have an asset that's appreciating in value, that's paying you a little cash flow, that someone else is paying down the mortgage. Anyone can do that. And so I did that, and I just began to do that over and over and over. This idea of stocks, bonds, and real estate. Anyone can do that. Anyone can simply open up an E-Trade account, a Charles Schwab account, a Vanguard account. There's zero barrier to you doing this. You just need a little bit of money, probably $100 or so, and a social security number. You're in business. And people say, well, I don't understand stocks. You don't need to. You could just put your money into a fund. Well, I don't trust them. They don't trust you. Doesn't mean we can't do business together. I do business with thousands of people all over America. I don't know their character. I don't know if they're honest. I don't need to know. who could simply invest in the S&P 500 index. Nobody's running it. It's just the market. And so we have no barrier and no excuse other than people just don't personally discipline themselves. The last time I read that around 50-something, 52% of Americans don't invest. They're fools. If you're not in, you're a fool. I don't know any other word for you. You're being foolish. That's what a fool means. I don't like that. Well, I'm sorry. You're being foolish. There's no excuse. You could invest $10 at a time. Why? Repetition is the mother of skill. If you don't flex the muscle, you're never going to do the activity. Everyone sounds like crap when they start playing the guitar. So you not knowing how to do something and not is different than why you don't do it. You know, you can say, I don't know how to do exercise. You should still be exercising. The fact that you don't know how to do it doesn't give you the right to opt out of it. Well, I don't know how to stop smoking cigarettes, so I'm just going to keep smoking. It ain't my fault. Like, that logic, we all realize that's just dumb. It makes no sense. Because you can just pick up Google. Drop the mic there. You can just pick up Google. You can just pick up Google, type in how to invest, and boom, there's the answer. You can just type into Google how to invest, and boom, there's your answer. Now, my third way, network marketing, is a little bit more challenging. That's why I like it. Because you can take a very small sum of money and turn it into a very large sum of money. But here's the problem. It's about a 97% failure rate. The reality is most of you doing that will probably not make anything. True. But also half of America doesn't invest in stocks. Doesn't mean stocks don't make money, right? Most people don't make it as actors. Most people don't make it as professional sports players. What do you want me to tell you? It is a way, a low-cost way, to tap into the idea of residual income and build money. And at the very least, you'll learn skills. But I've come to realize it takes a particular type of person. And so if you lack some of the skills necessary to do the business, you could always find someone who has the skills. You could apply yourself for the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, learn the skill secretly, quietly in your own home and begin to build a second income stream. The only thing that's going to keep you from that is your own ego or the fear of your spouse. I'm shocked how many people live in fear of their spouses. Their spouses, grown men who are not allowed to do things because it might anger their wife. And so we lose our individuality. We lose our ability to function and make money. I put this law down long ago. This is what I do. I am an entrepreneur and I don't ask permission. I'm not going to bankrupt the family. You don't need to worry about that. But I am going to play around with money. I'm going to buy books. I'm going to try different websites. I'm going to sign up for newsletters. I'm going to invest in things. I'm going to use the mind that God gave me to make my family prosperous, and I'm not going to ask permission. I established this long ago. And we came to this agreement. I said, listen, I will not be asking your permission to invest. We are a family who invest, period. Or don't be in the family. Now, you may not be in a position where you can lay down the law like that. But I tell you now, my wife's very happy I did that. She doesn't want for anything. She doesn't need anything. Anything she wants, she can buy. Because my mind is that way. Now, if it was up to my wife, we would have buried every dollar in mason jars in the backyard. We'd have sold and bought gold and moved into a bunker. Sorry, seems like I'm always getting interrupted when I do recordings. But the idea, I get a lot of people not liking network marketing because of rejection. People telling you no, people don't like selling. If you don't like to sell, you're going to be poor your whole life. The only people I know who are rich sell something. Trump is a salesman. All my friends who are wealthy sell something. They own a business that produces something. Ultimately, they have to sell that something. You know, if you're a house cleaner, you need to be selling your service. If you're a plumber, you need to sell. And so if you're avoiding this idea of selling, you're just not going to make any money. Now, if you can remove the middleman, remove people from you to your customer, direct to your customer, like creating a website, selling something, man, you should do that. Because that produces a lot more revenue. Because you can cut out the middleman and really make some money that way. But I would encourage you to dig in. Well, I don't like to do that. We'll do it anyway. Because all of the things that have made me the most money are filled with things I don't like to do. I don't like to clean up after renters. I'm a multimillionaire and I'm over there cleaning up their bathroom. I don't like doing that. I don't like doing that, but I do it. I don't like talking to people who want to ask me questions about my network marketing program. I just like them to join and not ask me any questions. I just assume they join, buy the books, do what they're supposed to do, and never talk to me. But I ain't the way it works in the world. I would like to not have to sell anyone, call anyone, talk to anyone, and people would just buy the product. But that's not what happens. And so we spend our lives doing things that we don't necessarily want to do. If you'll do those things that the people at your job, your work, don't want to do and do them twice as good as anyone else there, the universe will expand. It says this in The Science of Getting Rich. If you grow bigger than the room you're in, the room has to expand. I promise you. On page 48 of my book, The Money Flow, and if you don't have this book, I would send it to you free. Just contact me. You can reach me at my website, mailpostcardsfromhome.com or geraldpeters.info. I'm at fullauto11 on Instagram. On page 48 of my book, The Money Flow, I write, "The average man only understands work in exchange for money. Hourly labor in exchange for hourly pay. The rich earn even if they don't work. They've created a system which they earn money month after month for work they did one time. This is called residual income. Writers, athletes, musicians, investors earn over and over for work they did in the past. Whenever you watch a rerun on TV, the actors on the show just made a little bit of money. The best way for the average person to create residual income is with real estate, financial investing, and network marketing. I think real estate and investing are great and you should do them, but for many people, they lack the funds to get started. Network marketing is low cost, less than $200, and extremely profitable. I have earned six figures a year income from MLM for over a decade." That was when I wrote this book. "I then used the money I earned in my MLM business to buy real estate and then took the money I made in real estate to invest in the financial markets, one funding the other. One income source creates multiple income streams, and each paying a monthly residual income, even if I don't go to work tomorrow, or the next day, or ever." That's beautiful, right? And so that's the place you want to, you want to take the money from your job, invest it in a cash-producing asset, take the money from the cash-producing asset, and reinvest that. You want to drip that. And so one income stream helps you create another income stream, which helps you create another income stream, right? Building wealth, expanding your little empire. And you can start it. Here's the cool thing. With today's technology and the advent of the smartphone, dude, you can invest in real estate with syndicators and never personally buy a house yourself, but capture all of the tax benefits, cash flow, and appreciation. You can invest in hedge funds, not even understanding the financial markets. You can begin to create cash flow for yourself from a phone. From a phone. It gets no simpler. My 15-year-old son has now more invested than I did at age 30. He's 15. My God, how much is he going to have at 30? Because of a cell phone. Because of a cell phone. Hey, have a great week. God bless. Hey, if you don't have my book, The Money Flow, feel free to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to send you a copy of it for free. And if you like money, if you like trading, I've got a book on Amazon called The Money Flow on Amazon. It's about trading, how I trade in the stock market. And I also have one on how I just do long-term investing entitled You Don't Have to Die Broke. God bless.